Hi, my name is Kim, and I am the mother of three. My firstborn was your typical baby and developed typically and met all of her milestones. And so when I had my second perfect little baby boy, I thought I had the perfect little family. I had my boy and my girl, and everything was going great. And as time went on, he just wasn't developing like his sister was. And I was told over and over and over again, he's just on the lower end of the development curve. He's fine. Don't worry about it. And finally, about 6 months, the doctor finally listened to my concerns, and we did some testing and found out that my second child had a disease called spinal muscular atrophy. We were told when he was a baby to take him home and love him, and that he would not live past two. And luckily, we found the right people and the right doctors, and my son is now 14 years old and is thriving, but we live a different life. He is wheelchair-bound, doesn't have much physical strength, but mentally he is not disabled at all. So what happens when you have a child with special needs, your whole life changes because things aren't as easy as it is for a family to do just normal everyday things. Charlie's in a 250-pound wheelchair. He can't wave at you because he doesn't have hand strength. And people tend to, now that he's older, they just overlook him or avoid looking at him. Or you might see people staring behind your back, when in reality, he is just a person like everybody else, and a smile or a wave or even coming up and saying, hey, you know, your chair is great. You know, I see you drive it. You know, what happened? Even asking what happened to you, or what's wrong with you, but you can ask what's wrong with you. It's better to like be inclusive and including him in your life as opposed to just avoid looking at him or looking at anybody in a chair or you know, feeling sympathy for him. They're just a person just like you, and they want friends and they want personal connections, just like anybody else does. How it started with Variety is I would see posts from friends of mine in the special needs community about these great events that were happening, and I just didn't have any idea what was going on. But so I ended up reaching out to Variety, and I said, hey, you know, I have a son with special needs. I would love to know when your events happen. And I got an email back from Deb that invited me to a theater class. And so that was our first kind of foray into Variety. And Charlie went to this theater class, and it was kids with special needs as well as able-bodied kids and then all these teachers. And they put on a play in a day. And it was so awesome, and Charlie had so much fun because all these kids were just, everybody was involved, and everybody had a part, and they had little costumes made up, and it was just a fun, wonderful day. If you're listening to this right now and have ever thought about supporting Variety, now's the time to do it. Every dollar counts. The money that is raised for Variety stays with kids in Kansas City. Just it could change their life. So just even thinking about how life would be so different and how money can be so tight, places like Variety and supporting Variety, where they will give you grants, give these families grants that can help them get things they need just to live day-to-day life. We're not talking extravagances. We're not talking things that you don't have in your life. We're talking just basic things for everyday life, basic necessities, like a car with a ramp to be able to take their child to school, to a doctor's appointment. Participate in this radiothon. No matter how much you can give, just give and change a child's life.